In fact, we're going to get you up to date with Triple Team Traffic and Ricky Meese. Here we go.
Well, yeah, this one started and the flames were really quite small, but we've been keeping an eye on it. Just as you guys have said, the flames did start to grow. But now with the fire crews at the scene, they are taking up that right lane of traffic. This is northbound I-15 at 600 North. If you're trying to leave downtown Salt Lake City and get into Davis County, that merge, you've got to scoot over pretty quickly. And traffic so far has been handling this just fine. The grass fires put up smoke over on the right, but traffic so far, really no delays. Southbounders on I-15, you're good to go from downtown to the point of the mountain. Jared Auger.
High volumes of commuters on southbound I-15 from the point down to Lehigh, Maine. Northbound's cleared out just fine. Now, Highway 40 still slow and go, getting off of I-80, headed southbound towards that Kearns Boulevard exit, which is SR-248. We are seeing decent speeds northbound coming out of Heber, though. Mark?
Well, the Davis County area northbound I-15 is still a little sluggish, but it is a lot better than it was even like about half an hour ago. So you're going to dip in speeds in spots once you clear Shepherd Lane up to about Hillfield Road. No surprise. Worst of that stretch is about 200 North in Kaysville. Highway 89 looks a lot better up to and past the Fruit Heights area. It's Missionary Month at Mr. Mac. Get their premium missionary package with two pantsuit, shoes, four shirts and ties. Just $495. Mr. Mac 9 locations or MrMac.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.